You are welcome to experience that we are lying here in the semi-darkness, so that you know the situation you find yourself in. Your body is comfortable, you have adjusted it. It's good that you have the legs and the feet next to each other. The legs are not crossed. And also that the arms lie next to the body so that you don't at any one point feel that you block the blood circulation. This is a position. It's called Shavasana. And to lie straight like this seems to also have a physical influence on the body and its organs. It's different from lying with a big cushion or with bent legs. It doesn't have the same effect. So in that way, it's important. But the most important thing about it is that you are lying still. The name Shavasana, translated into modern language, is dead still. Now, you don't need to make efforts to lie still, or need to be aware of it, so that you don't unconsciously or consciously suddenly move, scratch, or move some part of the body. It is important not to move at all. Just lying still, the body gets into a relaxed state. And this is fundamentally important in such a practice, that you don't try to relax. You don't in any way even test that you relax. All you do is you lie still. Lying motionless, that's all you're doing. Actually, I cannot guide this one. I'm telling you what you are doing already. You are lying still, motionless. Not moving, not making any sounds, of course not. In the nervous system, there are some functions called motoric. And the moment you move, you activate that nervous system. And then you stop the process of relaxation. And if you do that, of course, if you lie still again, then you will again go into the relaxed state, but it will be not as permanent and deep as if you manage to lie still all the time. Motionlessness. No effort is needed of any kind. It's actually lack of effort. You're lying completely still. Not moving, not making any sounds. And that's all you're doing. You're not doing anything else. You're not trying to create anything else. Just lying still. This pose, because it is a yoga pose, is the most important pose to my mind. Also because in real yoga, in authentic yoga, the fundament is the stillness. Even when you stay on the head or on the shoulders or in any other of the big poses, it's done in a motionless way. So when you stay in it, then the influence of the pose is greater on the glands, on the organs, on the nervous system, and on the muscles. Lying motionless. And being aware of it, of course. This is what I learned when I was 8 years old, and I got it reconfirmed, of course, when I later on started practicing yoga and met my teacher. Shavasana, lying dead still. Like a tree trunk that is lying in the forest, it doesn't move. It was a picture that I got from my teacher. But what I also got from my teacher, and I would like to add to this, is that you experience your body lying still. You experience the body as such, and you feel one with the body, and you feel one with the stillness. The whole body, the stillness in your body, feeling one with that. This you are welcome to add after you have been lying, just concerned about the stillness. Now you're ready also to experience your body as a whole. And that is what is lying still, and that is what you feel one with. Motionlessness and silence. Awareness of the whole body lying still. Feeling one with the body. Whole body and the stillness. Lying motionless and feeling it, feeling the body, the form of the body, feeling one with the body. So many things are based on this in yoga and certainly in meditation. The stillness that you discover here. That also brings you in a state where the mind is more open. This is not something you're trying to create. You discover it. That is where the meditation starts. But right now we are still practicing Shavasana. And of course, there might be a mind coming in, interfering with this practice, your mind. I sometimes experience it also, and I have learned to cope with it in an accepting way. You are lying here, you are lying still, the body is lying still, but suddenly your mind is going somewhere else. Lying still for a quarter of an hour, the mind wants to go and do something else. Maybe you get ideas that you have to do something else right after this practice, or some other ideas. When that happens, accept it. It's natural. The mind is like that. But then return to the awareness of lying still. Just like that. You're lying still, you're practicing this stillness. And then suddenly you discover your mind is thinking of something else. That's okay. The stillness is still on, so therefore you still get the effect of the stillness. But it feels more effective if you're also aware of it. So you're very tolerant. After all, you're lying here. There's nothing else. You don't have to be angry at your own mind. No, on the contrary, accept the mind the way it is. You see it go somewhere else, it starts worrying about something, or it gets some bright ideas, what you are going to do next and what not. You discover it does it, you accept it, and then you return. Again, you're aware of the whole body lying still, especially the stillness, the feeling of that stillness. And so the last part we have added this, that you're tolerant towards your mind. It's okay, the mind is the way it is. You don't start arguing about your own mind or trying to control it. No, you accept it the way it is, but you return when you discover it to the whole body and the stillness. So the last part of this little relaxation, you also return to the body when your mind takes you away. First part is just lying still. Second part, you may include the feeling of the whole body and the feeling one with the body. That, of course, you keep in the third part. Here you tolerate your mind the way it is. It's okay. No need to fight the mind. But you return when you discover the mind took you somewhere else. To the body and the experience of the body and the stillness of the body. For another minute or so. The awareness of the whole body and the stillness of the body. And this is what you return to again and again, if necessary. In a little while, I'll say Om Tat Sat. When I do that, then keep lying still for a little while and start being more aware of the surroundings and finally also open the eyes and look around. At that time, when I've said Om Tat Sat, then also sit up and look around quietly until you're fully here. Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat. Slowly you become aware of the surroundings. First just sensing you are here, then also looking around, and then sitting up and looking around.